It's Mac Break Time. I'm Leo Laporte, and I have a serious confession to make. My favorite part of Call for Help was always the Mac gems, when the Mac world editors would come on and show us really neat, cool things. I couldn't say it then, but now we're among friends, and I can tell you that. And we're bringing them back. Now, they still do it in the magazine, the Mac gems column, and of course online as well. But I thought it'd be fun on Mac Break to have you come back.
We're here.
Do it. Yes.
It's back.
So our Mac world editors are back, and we are going to have some Mac gems from time to time in Mac Break. What is your first gem, Mr. Jason Snell, Editor-in-Chief of Macworld?
My first gem is something that I've actually been using for about 10 years. It's called Default Folder.
And I don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is?
I do not know what it is.
Okay, well, have you ever been in a program, and when you're using that program, you're saving your files, you usually save them to a common place.
But it can vary
from program to program, right?
I used to use this in OS 9.
Yeah, exactly. And
it's still here?
Default Folder 10, version 3.0.
You're kidding.
Yeah, so if we look at the screen here, Default Folder, you know, I can open up Text Edit.
Right.
And if I choose Save...
Ooh, it's really changing it.
Yeah, so what we've got Spotlight comments. You can actually put in what your comments are that Spotlight will be able to find.
Normally you'd have to do a big get info thing and put those in there. This is right there.
You get this little bar over here which shows stuff like it lets you navigate, it lets you save favorites, it lets you do all this stuff. You can also set a default folder, which is where you get the name.
So your text edit documents always go to
a certain folder. And my favorite feature is if you've got Windows open in the
Windows.
If you've got Windows open in the Finder.
Yes.
And you move your mouse over, you get this outline. Even if they're completely invisible, if the Finder is hidden behind like 20 or 30 windows, you can move your mouse around and it'll tell you what that window is, and if you click on it, it'll switch you to that window.
Oh, really?
Or the desktop,
sweet.
Or the documents folder, or wherever.
That's it.
It is fantastic. It's $35.
Uh-huh.
From St. Clair Software. You can get it at stclairsoft.com.
And default folders.
Default folder.
And one thing I always ask on add-ins like this, reliability is fine. Doesn't hurt your reliability at all.
Not at all. It's actually a little hidden background app, and it's got. A bunch of great features at once and a really easy user interface where you basically go, okay, save my Word files to the Word folder. And you can move out of there, but what's really cool is that it remembers where you were last. So if you're always saving a certain app's files to a certain folder, you can just
save it as the default,
which, you know, the macOS doesn't do by default.
Right. So that is fantastic.
It's really cool.
It's back, Default Folder X, and so is Jason Snell from Macworld Magazine.
Great to be here.
Macworld.com. I'm Leo Laporte. This is Mac Break.